This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And you can be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can here to help you out with all of your gardening needs. So give us that call. Meantime, we do have a bunch of calls online. So Nathan, who's up next?
Mario's in Massachusetts.
Mario, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do for solving people's gardening and lawn problem. Appreciate your good service.
No problem. How can we help you today?
I have a little unique problem. I live in dead-end street, and I have a white plastic solid fence, about 120 feet long, on one side of the yard. And it goes from east to west, so it gets sunny all day long. In front of it, I have a six-foot-long garden flower bed that I plant my tomatoes, and I plant peppers at the other end and string beans and so on. And then my wife has some other plants, stuff. My problem is that I planted tomatoes about 4 feet away from the fence, about 40 inches apart. They're all in a straight line, and they grow real great up through about the middle of July. But after the middle of July, the bottom leaves start to wilt, and before you know it, by August, just about the end of August, they're completely gone. The plant's completely, all the leaves are completely dead. All the thing that's left is up on top is where the greenery is. Tomatoes are doing fine. I'm wondering, what can I do to solve my problem? I'm also on a little inlet channel from the salt water. I have like a little small waterfront.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if the salt air is causing the problem, or is it the reflection from the fence, the plastic fence, is causing the problem on the tomatoes, the bottom leaves, the wilt, and all the way through the top, just about.
So I think it's a combination, right? I think that the fence with the sunlight, that is going to reflect on that and get some of the, warm up the area. The salt in the area might be part of it. But I think one of the things that I'd like to see you do is do something like preemptive. Is with tomatoes, on the lower parts of it, it's going to do that no matter what, because the airflow needs to get through. You need the air to go through to help and get those things done. So what I would suggest is when the plant starts to grow, the lower plants, thinning out some of the branching, right? You'll be able to tell some of the shoots that are leaders that are a little bit bigger. And the lower parts, you're going to want to cut out some of the branches, take some of the leaves out, because what'll happen is with the rain or when you're watering, the water will sometimes sit on the leaves, the sunlight, which is reflected off of that white fence as well, will sit on the leaves, burn them, and dehydrate them. Okay, so with it open, almost so airflow can get through, sometimes what it'll do is it'll get rid of that, the drying out of the leaves. You're making the tomato plant have less to worry about, right? You don't have to worry about it drying out, the leaves drying out as much, because there's not going to be as many. The air is going to be able to move through them. Air flow is a huge thing with different plants. Airflow is huge. To go through that, you need to have some of that going through. So that's step one. What I'd also like to see you do is get a soil sample this spring early, right? And just test them out and get the soil tested to see if it's good or if it's bad in there, and see what's really going on with it. And I think, go ahead.
I've had the soil tested last year and the year before, okay. And everything was seems to be normal, in a normal range.
Okay.
So, and the only thing that's affecting is the actual tomato plants. I have giant Marconi peppers that I plant in the summertime, in the springtime. They do fantastic. The giant Marconis and so on. They do great. Plants
okay.
are just beautifully healthy. But the tomatoes, like you say, from the bottom up, they start, and before the middle of August, they're just about completely dead. But I take out all the shoots at the bottom a little bit as the plant grows.
Well,
maybe it's not doing enough.
So there are some, there has been the tomato blight that will happen that way, where it kills from the bottom up. So one thing I might suggest doing, because it shouldn't affect your peppers, is possibly rotating the crops. Moving the tomatoes into a different spot and cleaning it, having it just one season away, doing
sure.
some of those same things and seeing what happens.
Sure.
I don't think it's going to affect your peppers by any means. One of the other things that happens with tomatoes is tomatoes, even though they are a summer crop, they don't like the heat. When it gets very hot, they slow down on production, they slow down on the tomato, they slow down on turning red, that type of thing. So the heat that's reflecting from the white fence there might be part of it. So maybe it's a deeper waterings, maybe in that area, getting like a soaker hose. Right?
Bottom. I don't water from a sprinkler or anything. I use a drip hose to water.
Which is
I
perfect.
I water quite heavy, maybe a couple times a month, very heavy.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to see you do is instead of just a couple times a month heavy, maybe once a week at least
yeah.
heavy. The deeper watering you get, the better the root system is.
Sure.
The other thing I'd like to see you add to the soil, and you might have heard me talk about it, is the protolyzer, right?
Sure.
Protolyzer is vitamins for your plant. It goes with the fertilizer hand in hand. It will work with you, with the fertilizer that you use. Like, say you're using a tomato tone, or even if you're using a Miracle-Gro, something along those lines is fine, but this will work with it and build up those microbes in the soil and help so it doesn't get stressed from the heat, because I think
sure.
that has an effect to it. I think the white fence is starting a little bit on some of that. But again, I think adding the protolyzer to your fertilizer regimen and thinning out some of the leaves at the bottom will help with that. And look into the crop rotation. Sometimes they always kind of almost recommend every couple years switching where you put the tomatoes
sure.
versus the peppers. It can
yeah,
help the it can help the plant.
Yeah.
But the past couple years, the drought that has come in July as well has had an effect on that. Even with your watering, what you'll find in drought conditions is, you know, even trees or lawn in the area will take away from the water that's going to some other plants when you're watering. So that's why those deep waterings that you're doing, I'd go to once a week and do it in the morning versus at night.
Correct.
So water in the morning versus at night. You're probably already doing a lot of these things.
Yes.
You know, so I just think, I think the major thing is the thinning out the leaves and adding the fertilizer and the protolyzer, because the protolyzer has those microbes, and that's what's going to help the plant thrive more. You can put like a Miracle-Gro down, and it doesn't have those microbes. It doesn't have those additives for your roots. So that's why I want you to do something like that, because I think it'll be so much better for you.
Sure. I've got a nearby Mahoney Garden Center, and I usually go there, and they give me an additive to put into my 1 gallon sprayer, and I spray the tomatoes a couple of times a month or so. So I do.
Yeah. Did you? Was it Organic Plant Magic?
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah, I forgot.
So that's
the name of it right now.
Yeah. So if it comes in like a little envelope, and it's like little small, almost kind of looks like soil moist little pellet type thing, small ones, that would be it. That would be the same type of thing as your protolyzer. But
I was going to try one more thing. I don't need to rush you, but along the actual 5-foot fence, plastic white fence, I was able to get some dark mosquito net.
Perfect.
I'm wondering if I just put the white mosquito net
hang tight for me. I'm going to be right back, and I'll give you that answer.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Mario, and right at the end there, he brought up the idea of the bird netting and the darker bird netting, putting that in the area. That might actually break down some of that sun that's going to hit there. That was actually a thought in my head as well. So I definitely would agree about using that in that area, as I think some of the reflection is really drying it out and doing some of that to the plant.
I was going to experiment that with this year and see if it was going to do any good. I have about 50 feet long of this mosquito netting. It's black. I was going to hang it on a piece of plastic pipe, 21 feet long, each section, wrap it around the top, and then just let it hang down right against the fence in back of the tomatoes. I was wondering if that was going to work.
Yeah, you know, I think what it'll do is definitely help cut down on some of the extra sun that it's getting from that white fence. And you're not going to be able to really see it once the tomatoes get bigger, right?
Correct.
So it's not going to, it's like it's going to be an eyesore. What I might do is just get like some sod staples or little something to hold it into the soil on the bottom.
Sure.
Because I just think that would help out, keep it so it's not like flapping in the wind and then hitting the plants, that type of thing.
Correct.
So
I have a 2x6 right along the bottom buried in the soil in front of the fence so I could staple right onto the top of that 2x6. I'm sorry, 6x6.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I would definitely do that.
Great.
I would definitely try that out because I think it'll help just cut back on some of the heat that those plants might be getting.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your good service, and thank you all for all you do for solving our gardening and lawn problems that we have.
No problem. I'm just here to help, and I enjoy making sure everybody can be successful in that garden.
Right.
So
enjoy your program.
Thank you. You have a great one, Mario.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, we're getting snow soon. We're getting it in the next few hours, getting ramped up for it. So, we got that poor man's fertilizer on the way. Get ready for it if you haven't already. Get the snow blower warmed up. Get it out there. More Cape snow this week is from what I'm hearing. You're getting a little bit more than we are up in the northern part of Massachusetts. So I do have a call on the line, so I want to get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Lowell.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of the snow, I'm in your neighborhood and in the Merrimack Valley. And, you know, that last snow we had was real heavy.
Yeah.
I knocked some snow off of my, like, ornamental trees around my house. I was just wondering if you recommended, you know, the branches don't break off. Do you recommend, kind of going around with a stick and knocking some of that snow off of your good trees or the...
Yeah, you know what? I would on some of it because here's what's happening. We had that snow, and then it warmed up almost each day, and then it created like an ice form to it, right? Anything that got compacted down became ice. So on some of the more ornamental trees, the ones that you would worry about a little bit more, even some arborvitae. Some arborvitae are the ones right now that are kind of weeping. It hit them a little bit, shake them. I wouldn't go nuts banging on them. I would try to shake them the best you could. But just think about, what really opened my eyes was yesterday, to be honest. I had made a little sledding path for my daughters. And they've been using it, and it was fine going down. And then yesterday we came out again, and it was a sheet of ice. And these girls were flying down my hill. And it was like, oh, God.
That's awesome.
So if you think about it, it's doing the same thing on some of your plants. So that's why I would say kind of get it off there help the trees.
You got it, man. Thanks for your time.
All right, George, you have a great one.
Yeah, good.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is suggesting that former President Trump doesn't need to receive intelligence briefings, which is a tradition that normally goes to former presidents. Biden told CBS that he believes former President Trump doesn't deserve any special access to that type of intelligence.
I just think that there is no need for him to have that intelligence briefing. What value is giving him an intelligence briefing? What impact does he have at all?
The northeastern U.S. is now battling yet another snowstorm in a week as intense snowfall in western New York is forcing delays in coronavirus vaccinations. After a historic snowfall of more than 17 inches last Tuesday, New York City is now expecting another 7 inches of snow. The snowstorm in the Northeast is predicted as a polar vortex. That means bone-chilling cold across the plains and Midwest. This is USA Radio News. Former President Trump's Senate impeachment trial over allegations he incited an insurrection at the Capitol is set to start on Tuesday. Presidential historian Barbara Perry says it's unlikely he'll get convicted.
The fact of the matter is we can see that Donald Trump remains popular and that Republicans simply don't want to cross him because they don't want to be primaried if they're coming up in 2 years for reelection, and they don't want him raising money against them.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted overwhelmingly to censure Congresswoman Liz Cheney for voting to impeach former President Trump. 66 members out of the 74 in the state GOP Central Committee approved the censure, accusing Cheney of voting to impeach Trump without a, quote, formal hearing or due process. In a statement, Cheney said she remains honored to represent Wyoming and will always fight for issues that matter most to the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have about a half hour left in the show. So we got plenty of time to, finish up a few things in the garden and answer some of those questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. But like I said, snow's on its way all week. We are going to have snow. So look out for that this week. Look at getting some ice melt, getting some of those because, an average slip and fall is going to cost you at least $30,000. So getting out there and putting it down is perfect. I used ice melt in the last storm. My driveway was one of the only ones in the area that was down to pavement at the end of the storm because I wanted to be safe. I wanted to be able to get out there. It doesn't help that the city of Lowell didn't completely plow our road. So we have a two-lane road that's down to one in most areas. So, but that's for a different day. But I wanted to get it down to pavement so that we could be safe. The kids could walk on it, not fall. Black ice is the worst. And I just don't want to have anybody in the family fall. So I get out and use some different ice melts. I use usually a combination, something along the lines with like more of like a CMA blend to it. That CMA will melt down to about 15 degrees. It creates a nice little slush to it. And it will actually be easy to get rid of some of that ice and for it to not keep coming back, right? Makes it lighter, easier to move. So a CMA blend is the way I like to go. You might go to just like a rock salt. That's fine, whatever you're looking to do, right? But getting out there and doing something with these couple storms is the way to go. If you want to order some, you still have some time to try and get it by the end of the week at naturalalternative.com. You can also give them a call tomorrow, but mention the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you should get a 10% discount and usually free shipping on there. But three storms this week, three snowstorms, at least in the Lowell area, so you're going to need it. I know I'm going to probably have to get some more this week as well. So just be ready for it. But it's that poor man's fertilizer. It's coming to us for free. And it's going to give us a little bit of nitrogen kick into the soil in the spring. The amount of snow is going to be very helpful for the drought that we were in. At this point, I'd say the drought is gone. But we want to build up that moisture in the soil for that summer months when it does normally dry out. You know, last year was terrible. We were in a heavy, heavy drought. And, you know, there were water bans everywhere. And you just couldn't get enough water into your plants. We've had it with some callers today. You know, their rhododendrons had issues because of this drought. You know, what can they do? Well, it's the deep waterings. So these are things to be thinking about this spring to get your plants ready to, if we do have a drought, start off early with deep waterings once a week. Or with your new plants, having that deeper watering every time you water to establish the plant. Easiest way to do it, put the hose at the base of the plant, leave it on a trickle. Depending upon the size of the plant, anywhere from 10 to 20 to 30 minutes. What that does is the water goes further down into the soil, pushing the roots further down into the soil so that it will absorb some of the more natural water. If a lot of the roots are just sitting on the top, it's going to dry out quicker. Whereas you get the roots a little bit deeper, you know, 12, 18 inches, you're going to be able to last a little bit more on a drought condition. So deeper waterings from the beginning will really help it. If you can't do a deeper watering all the time, once a week would really be helpful. We want to get those roots deeper into the system. Fertilization in the spring, definitely a bonus and a plus for your plants to get them ready in case we have a drought again. Fertilizing them, you know, your evergreens with a holly tone, your deciduous shrubs with either plant tone or if it's a tree, tree tone. Using some different products in the garden like your flower tone or your garden tone. In your vegetable gardens, using tomato tone. For your roses, rose tone. All the different tones, really, to help you. Adding in some of the microbes during the season to help build up the microbes for the root system to help so it's more drought tolerant, excuse me, using protolizer, adding it to the plants, you know, twice a month or once a month. It really helps benefit your plants to get them into that season where that drought's going to happen. Now, it's almost inevitable each year we are going to get drought conditions towards end of July into August. So the more we can do to help with it and establish your plants early, the better off for those plants in the long term for you. So definitely something to be thinking about going into spring on how you want to do it. The deep waterings is definitely the way to go. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show, so we can get a few calls in there. But if you're listening and you're saying, oh, you know, I wish I had heard some of it, or, you know, next week I want to listen a little bit longer, you can get us on our website at paulparent.com. You can actually listen live for all 4 hours. You can get some of the podcast. So week after week, if you miss something, earlier this morning we had a gentleman call in from Minnesota. He said he stepped out of the car when we were talking about a certain product, and he didn't know what it was. So we went over it, no problem. But next time, if you want, listen to the podcast, and you'll be able to hear it. But it was great because it's timely information. So I love it when people will call and have those questions because it is important to know those things. We're talking about the systemic houseplant for the systemic insect control for houseplants. Good product to be using on anything that you're repotting at this time, or you have some issues like fungus gnats, whitefly, scale, aphids, those types of things. Using them from the beginning so they are a preventative type thing for 8 weeks, and using some of your other products like your neem oil, your all seasons oil to spray anything that's living there. So it was a great topic to bring up, but we could listen to the podcast in here too. So just want to throw that out to you guys so you can hear some of the old ones as well. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now this week, if you're stuck at home, you know, maybe get out there and look at some different websites, get some ideas for spring, right? Think about what you can be doing. Think about pollinators. Think about different plants that you could bring into the yard. Think about what you can do. Maybe this year you get a soil sample done. The sky's the limit with a lot of these things here. The planning stages is what need to happen now, especially in the New England area for the garden. We're going to start getting hit with snow again, and you're going to be thinking more and more spring. Why not plan it out, right? Why not think about what you're going to do for this season and see what's going to happen? You know, vegetable garden or the regular garden, your lawn, etc. Think about what you can do to really get there. So, you know, right now the sky's the limit, but plan it out will make it easier for you to figure out and get things settled first thing this year. So you're not, you know, shooting from the hip. You're not, you've planned it out and say, this is the type of garden I'm going to do. Is it a rock garden? Is it a perennial garden? Is it a shrub and tree type garden? All those things can be figured out. And if you have some time because there's some snow days or something along that, do some research and it can really help you out. You know, we did talk about pollinator gardens earlier this show. And again, I think, you know, looking into it and just thinking about it is one way to do it. But if you're going to do anything when it comes to helping pollinators this year, I think the biggest thing on there, one of the biggest things, would be to plant native plants over non-natives. You know, you might think native plants, okay, you know, what do you mean? I'm talking more of the plants that are common to North America, because they're going to help those pollinators. They know what the pollinators know what they are because they're native here. They know those areas. They're more likely to go to those plants, go to those shrubs, those trees, those perennials, so that they can build their habitat. They can, you know, make a shelter. They can lay their eggs. They can pollinate the plants like you want them to. So I think, you know, finding the native plants in the area is beneficial. It doesn't just have to be some oddball type, you know, perennials or shrubs. They're not, you know, there are so many different styles. You're not going to find a random one that you would just only find in certain areas. I mean, some of the native perennials, and I know you've heard of them, asters, bee balm, lupin, columbine, those are all common. Right? Some of the native shrubs, there are viburnums, dogwoods, winterberry, blueberry, clethora, serviceberry. Those are all some real common ones that you would find in this area. They're just a few options, but there are so many out there that you just wouldn't even know that they're native unless you looked into it. So that's something to think about. Another thing with the native area, grow some wildflowers. You can buy wildflower seed in a bag. Usually covers like 1,000 square feet or a couple hundred square feet. Throw those in an area. That would be perfect for pollinators to come in and just grow in there. You let it go. You don't have to maintain it. You don't have to worry about it as much. You know, you'd water it, obviously, but just let it go. and allow those pollinators to come in there, then they're going to be attracted to your plants. So, you know, pollinators, they're not just bees. There are insects out there that are looking to help pollinate. It's also about the birds pollinating. It's not just about the bees. So think about it. You know, think about what else you can bring. Butterflies. What other insects can be there? Praying mantids, ladybugs, beetles, lacewings, those to name a few. But, you know, the great thing is a lot of those insects that I just named are also beneficial because they'll eat some of the predator type insects like aphids, some scale, that type of thing. So they're beneficial too. So just think about it. Think about what you can do to help with your garden. The thing is, you bring the pollinators in, you're going to be more successful with the vegetable gardens that we've been building this past year and going forward. You're going to be able to have more success because there's going to be more pollinators there. You'll see more fruit. You'll see more everything on your plants. So it's one thing to start the veggie garden, but it's another to feed nature around it. And that's by doing some of those native plants and some wildflowers. We got one segment left. We'll wrap up the show. Give us a call. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Only got a couple minutes left in the show. So about time for one call, I believe. So Nathan, who's up next?
Janice is in Martha's Vineyard.
Janice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, yes. I'd like to know what I can do about the mold on our plant pots, our indoor house plant pots.
Did you say mold?
Yes.
Okay.
White, greasy-looking mold.
Okay. So the easiest thing, to be honest, is to just kind of remove it a little bit. What I would look to do is, with the mold there, it's probably overwatered a little bit, or it's just too wet.
Okay.
So I'd want it to dry out a little bit. By letting it dry out, some of that mold is going to form like crusty. It's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. You'd be able to remove it. From there, what I'd like to see you do is you might need to repot the plant. Take a look on the container. So what I would do is take your hand, put it through whichever plant is in there, flip over the container, and see how the root system is underneath. Once it's kind of dried out a little bit, when it's not so like soaked, take a look and see how the root system is. if the root system is circling and or it's like brown and not closer to a white color, it means it needs to be repotted and to dry out a little bit. You want it to be white roots or like a, you know, an off white color, not brown or a darker color.
Okay, I understand that. However, this is on new small plants.
Yep. So, okay. So, how often are you watering them?
Once a week, maybe.
Okay. So the mold is sitting on just the top of the soil?
Yes.
Okay. So I would say that, you know, it could be from just the water sitting there. Maybe the soil isn't porous enough for it to go through. What kind of plants are they?
Well, for instance, let's see. I don't know, little ground plants that we've, little house plants that we started ourselves.
Okay.
It could be I can't think of anything right now. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So what I would say to do is I would get these house plants into a little bit more sun to help dry out the soil a little bit.
Okay.
What you can also look to do is if there is a fungus, say there's a fungus going on your plant, on your house plant, you could use like a fungicide, like a copper fungicide, something along those lines to spray on that fungus. Copper fungicide's organic, so it's not going to harm the plant or you. So spraying it on there. But I think watering in between, there might not be enough. The water might not be going through enough. I think that could be part of it. So really take a look. If you want to get some sort of spray, use a copper fungicide to spray on the plant and onto the soil to try and get rid of it that way. But otherwise, I'd remove it by hand and then let it dry out a little bit more in between waterings.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have one more question, which is rather a little bit silly, but
go ahead. Yep.
Scott and Helen Nearing, you remember them?
Sure.
What is the difference between their growing methods and today?
I don't have the answer to that. I'd have to look into a few things. Things change day by day, but it doesn't mean old way of growing things is bad by any means, or there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
You know, the gardening is learning from what you've done in the past, seeing what can change. And what works for you might not work for somebody else.
Right.
So it's all about what you can do that makes it successful. So it's there's no right or wrong way. There are so many different things to look at with the garden. You just kind of take what you want from then and now and mix it.
Okay.
I'm hitting up on the break, so I don't want to cut you off anymore. So we're going to end the show. So I appreciate you calling.
Last thing, I want to thank you for having your dad's voice on the commercials. I love his voice.
Great. I'm glad we do that. We do it to remind us of him. So thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up for this week. Be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, wear a mask, and go Tom Brady.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.